Wishing a Happy New Year to all our subscribers, we are pleased to launch the December 2015 issue of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This is a substantial issue with a lot to digest, beginning with 5 research papers and an engineering report, spanning a wide range of topics in audio engineering. At the back of this month's journal, in addition to our regular features, there are reports on 2 recent major events, along with calls for 2 special issues and various nominations. Gergely Fursa and Peter Fiala begin with a research paper on wave field synthesis of moving sources. The ability to synthesize moving sources is important when reproducing dynamic sound scenes, say the authors, so they present a time-domain analytical driving function to deal with uniformly moving point sources. Their approach adapts to the traditional stationary phase approximation in the time-frequency description of moving point sources, deriving a set of driving functions that coincide with those of stationary sources, showing how this can be applied in practical situations. Following on from this, we published the latest in a series of papers on the emotional effects of various musical and audio parameters, arising from Andrew Horner's research group in Hong Kong. Look into the effects of reverberation on various attributes describing the emotional response to musical instruments. They evaluated changes in attributes described by terms such as happy, sad, heroic, and scary, among other things, showing that the attributes mysterious and romantic were the most affected by reverberation at the back of a large hall. Peter Hoffman and our editor-in-chief Bojena Kostek present a novel approach to the synthesis of virtual bass for mobile devices. As most such devices lack bass, it's common to want to enhance the perceived response in this region of the spectrum. In this case, artificial harmonics of virtual bass components are generated based on the use of a non-linear device and a form of intelligent control that adapts to recognized music genres. Listening tests showed that the results were mostly preferred to a traditional bass boosting algorithm and the unprocessed audio, and that this worked across several types of mobile device. Another form of enhancement is discussed in the next paper, where Mohamed Anwar Ben Masoud and Aicha Bouzid propose a new form of speech enhancement based on the wavelet packet transform with optimal decomposition. One of the features of this approach is to detect noisy time frequency zones, and the results of both objective and subjective measurements suggest that it outperforms comparable speech enhancement methods for speech corrupted by noise. Next, Florian Feifel and Rolf Bader describe a method of physical modeling synthesis for musical instruments that uses field-programmable gate arrays. Unlike large computer simulations, they explain that this real-time approach requires special ways of representing the instrument simulation, and that it is possible to implement finite difference methods. It's illustrated using a model of a 5-string banjo, and examples show how such real-time models can be used by musicians in various practical and research applications. An engineering report from Luofei Zhang and his colleagues from China look into the problem of voice activity detection, showing how dual microphones and a neural network can improve this in handset applications. The process helps to distinguish voices from unrelated background sounds, and it adapts to the sonic environment, making it suitable for applications in handheld devices. Standards news this month includes an update on the latest efforts to achieve interoperability in audio over IP applications, as well as media network directories and discovery. There's also a report on microphone control data, loudspeaker modeling, and the measurement of sound systems in rooms. During the summer of 2015, a highly successful international conference was held at McGill University in Montreal, dealing with sound reinforcement. Chaired by Peter Mapp and Vyslav Woschek, in this December issue, you can find a full report of all that happened there, together with lots of pictures to help you catch up in case you missed the event. You can also read a comprehensive write-up of the recent New York convention, one of the biggest in AES's history, and a great success in all respects. There's a summary of the exhibitors that were present and a full listing of the abstracts of papers presented in the technical program. This month's feature article by Francis Rumsey reports on recording in light of new technology based on workshops, tutorials, and masterclasses presented at the 139th convention. Panels and tutorial presenters discussed getting the best out of streamed audio, recording on an iPad, and the interaction between technology and classical recording. We hear that despite classical producers' wistfulness for the discipline enforced by technology in former years, they still would not live without the convenience and versatility offered by the most recent digital technology. Coming up in February is a conference in Belgium on de-reverberation and reverberation of audio, music, and speech, which aims to provide a forum for researchers working on the modeling, control, removal, and synthesis of acoustic reverberation. There's a preliminary program for the event in this month's issue, summarizing the content of the main papers being presented. When it comes to calls, we've got them this month. First of all, we have two calls concerning people, one being a request to nominate those that might be deserving of an AES award, such as a fellowship or medal, and another to nominate possible members of the AES Board of Governors. If you know someone that might fit either of these descriptions, please find your way to the awards or nominations area of our website at www.aes.org and submit your recommendation. There are also two important calls for papers relating to journal special issues. One based on the theme of the de-reverberation conference just mentioned, and the other on intelligent audio processing, semantics, and interactions. These are two fast-moving areas of audio research, and should you be working in one of them, we'd be pleased to receive your paper proposal for consideration by the guest editors. Towards the end of the December issue, you'll also find an index to the entire contents of Journal Volume 63, representing the year 2015. There's also an obituary to Irv Joel, who passed away in November. Irv had been a long-standing kingpin in the New York section. He was facilities chairman at AES conventions for 5 years, served on the Board of Governors in 1963, 1964, and 1977, and was Eastern Region Vice President in 1966. Irv was a founding member of the AES Standards Committee and participated in several working groups early on. Finally, we publish a review by Brandon Cudquest of Ville Polki and Matti Karjalainen's recent book, Communication Acoustics, together with some comments by the author. You'll find all this, plus our regular news of products and AES sections around the world, in the December issue of the AES Journal, available for download today on the AES website. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.